Hello. Ah, my goodness. Get in here. Get in here. Got a few minutes. I thought I'd check in with you guys since I haven't seen you guys in a long time. It's been a while, right? Has it been a while? Come on. Come on in. I haven't got a notification on. Let's see. I don't even know if I'm on. Let's see. Maybe it's not connecting. Hello. Let's wait a second. Tell me, tell. Hey guys. Okay, now we're moving. Now we're moving. Now we're moving. Wow. Have I got to talk to you guys? Okay, it's time to have a little heart to heart. Wow, there's a lot to say. But yes, I am live in color, Kim. Okay, so there's a lot going on. And it's not necessarily, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world, of course. Yes. I mean, oh my goodness, we've got like pending nuclear war happening. And Elon Musk has stepped in, which is interesting to me. He's interesting to me. I don't know. I don't have a specific thought on him quite yet. But I'm not here to talk about that. This is something personal that's going on, specifically to my Patreon supporters and my Facebook supporters and those that give to me monthly. I want to talk to you guys, but I thought I'd address everybody right now. And they're like, "Where have you been? Like, you've done no satire, like you're not commentating. Like, what is happening? There's something happening." I have had Marxism show up to my front door, literally. And it's like a real life battle that I am in right now. And it's real and it's tough and I'm not backing down. I too have courage and I'm not backing down. So here we are. Here we are. It's happening. It's happening. I will say that I was foolish to think that as I was battling out there, that the home front was covered and secured. And that was my bad, right? I thought that the institution that was secure and it's not secure. And so now I have to step in and get involved. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. Our kids are worth it. And mama bear mode right now. And it's taking all of my time. Like it's taking all of my time, energy. And I'm also working on campaigns. I'm writing ads and doing satirical pieces for campaigns during this election season. So it's just like there's not enough hours in the day right now. But basically, what I say is Marxism is it's well, I'm basically it's following Karl Marx, right? It's his teachings, what he espouses to do. And I really encourage everyone to dive into the person Karl Marx was, because he was a gross old man, honestly, a racist, dealt with all sorts of diseases that are, sexually transmitted, was not a good father, struggled with drugs. And yet we've got some of our highest academics out there just loving him. So, he basically believes that in the communal, right? The communal whole, eliminate the wealthy and give to the rest, and we live in peace with one another. And that's never ever worked. So, here we are. And I want to say something, because I think like conservatives make a mistake in this, thinking that the left is just a bunch of radical blue hair, multiple piercings, crazy, scream at the sky, chop off their body parts people. And not all of them are. Some of them are brilliant. Okay. And I know you don't want to know this, but they're brilliant. They're academics, they're well-read, they're well-versed, they're personable, they're extremely kind. They gain trust. That is their primary thing, is to gain trust, right? and they're published. They're esteemed. Like, people look at them and they're like, wow, this, you know, you would never suspect this person to have such radical views, right? And that this is how we've been infiltrated across our country. Okay. They've infiltrated the church. They've infiltrated education. They've infiltrated business. They've infiltrated Hollywood. They've infiltrated every aspect of our culture. And they haven't done it, you know, waving around their Antifa flags. They have done it strategically. They have gotten into the institution. They make everyone feel at totally calm. They're on your team. They relate to you. You can confide in them, and they make you their best friend, right? They're great. They're a great person. I have no idea how anyone could not like them. They're just a wonderful person. And then they begin to operate, okay? And they begin to then bring other people in to the institution to take the institution down. That's how they operate. That's what they do. And that is what I'm witnessing. The sad part is lots of people can't see it. And the sad part is, I mean, I'm talking moms that fought with me over a lot of the, throughout the pandemic, that saw a lot of the junk there, cannot see this. Like, they are blind to it. They're completely blind to it. They think I'm crazy. And all I'm doing is just present, hey, this is what we have. This is what we're dealing with. Not overreacting, just simply presenting evidence. And they can't see it because they've been infiltrated, right? I mean, they are now, this individual has gained their trust, right? And so this is what's happened. And it's sad. It's sad to witness. But when I was praying about it this morning, because I believe this is a spiritual battle just as much as it is a physical one. And when I was praying about it, like, God just spoke to my heart. He said, and he brought me to that scripture, like, even the most elect among you will be deceived, right? So at some point, sadly, and I'm telling you guys now, you will see people that stood the gap with you, that stood with their conservative values, that stood and fought with you. A lot of the battle that we are in battle, guys. We are in battle. And a lot of these people that have fought with you will start to dwindle, right? Narrow is the path, right? It's not wide, it's narrow. And even the most elect among you will be deceived. So eventually, I mean, everybody gets deceived unless God comes back. Like, that's basically what Jesus said. And I believe, like, we're starting to see more and more deception take place. Because what is so clear to me, like, when I spend time in prayer, when I look at the evidence, it's like, yeah, this is obvious. Like, it's completely obvious. And to some, they're like, no, I don't see it. I don't see it. You're wrong. So that's what we're dealing with. And yesterday was a really significant day for me because I had some just turn, right? But in the midst of all of this, I have formed incredible friendships with women that are going to fight, right? And this is the year of the woman and the woman that will fight. And God is bringing forth and raising up Deborahs in this time. And Deborahs are significant. They're not like any other mom, right? A lot of the Christians out there that, hey, like, let's just calm it down, right? We don't need the drama. We just need to play it right. We don't want everything to explode. But Deborah takes people to battle, right? That's what she does. She's a prophet in the Old Testament, a woman that is head over Israel. Okay. So she's just amazing woman, right? And she takes the Israelites into battle. And one of the generals comes to her, his name is Barak, and he says, I'm not going to go to battle unless you come with me. And she says, then I'm going with you. And she ends up going with them. And then Barak moves forward into battle, and they end up taking out this incredibly huge army that they would never have been able to take out. Okay. God is raising up Deborahs. There's a difference there's a split with women here, because there are women that will fight and there's women that want to keep the peace, right? Keeping the peace does not resolve the issue. You have peacekeepers and you have peacemakers. And in order to officially make peace, there has to be a gut a gut takes place that's cleaning out that womb, that's pouring in the disinfectant, and it's very uncomfortable. And a lot of people are not willing to do it. A lot of people just say, hey, no, 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 let's just keep the peace, put a Band-Aid on it, and let's hope this thing doesn't get worse. But cancer will grow and grow and grow until it is rooted out. Okay. And it takes a certain kind of individual to say, no, we're going to root this thing out. We're going to cut out the cancer. We're going to go to battle. We're going to do what we need to do because we were born for such a time as this. This is our time as women, specifically, to rise up and to adhere the call of God that is on our lives and to fight. Right? The left continues to take and to take and to take and to take, and they will continue to take until there is nothing left. Right? There is nothing left. And God also like was talking to me about Gideon's army, right? Like Gideon starts out with like a huge army. He starts out with this giant army and there's all these guys who are like, let's fight, let's do this. And God's like, no, I got to whittle it down. Right. And he whittles it down, 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 down till just 300 men are there on the battlefield. God will use the few to do incredible, mighty works for him. He doesn't need massive amounts of numbers. He just needs the few and the faithful and the ones that are willing to stand when everybody else runs. And it is our call to stand. And if you're a parent out there and you think for a second that the left has not infiltrated your safe place, you're wrong, just like I was. Man, I was like, oh, we're good, right? And I went and fought out there. And little did I know that we had been infiltrated, right? We had been infiltrated. And so now the battle is actually at the front door. And that is what I'm doing. And that is what I'm spending my time doing. So I think it's important for you guys to know that because I've had people like, where are you? You haven't done anything funny. There's no satire. And thank you to my patrons that have stuck with me on this. You guys are awesome. Some of them have like even increased their support, which is just amazing because I've been talking to them about kind of about what's going on. But we are in a battle, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, right? And it's just as much spiritual as it is physical. And often it takes prayer, man. And it takes prayer. And you can believe God. Like people that can't see, just believe God that God begins to open their eyes to see, right? To remove the scales, to remove the deception, and that God would reveal what is really taking place, that they would have discernment, that they would have wisdom, that they would be able to see without any kind of haze. Because I feel like that's what we're dealing with right now is like a haze taking place. And people are like, even on a national level, right? Like I have people that still cannot see what's taking place, like the real, like what's really happening in our country, how the left has infiltrated like every aspect of our culture. And the ultimate global goal for America and for the rest of the countries in our world. Like a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people are caught up with the Ukraine and Russia and all that. And they can't see what Ukraine is really being used for, right? Like they can't see that. They can't see that the bigger pieces fall into place. And it's a deception, right? It's a deception on a global level. And it might even be a deception on a local level, like what I'm dealing with. But I believe that God can reveal, that God can show, that God can open people's eyes that are blind. And I just felt like I wanted to share that because a lot of people are like, oh, where have you been? So that's what I'm dealing with. And I can't go too specific. Perhaps at some point I will. And if this situation is not dealt with, then I will get more specific. More people will get involved. So it's just kind of, it's a situation that's small right now, but it could grow. And if it grows, I don't want it to, but then I probably will give more details. But right now I'm going to keep it pretty vague. But I do want to say that you are in a battle. You are in a battle. And we are called to be vigilant. We are called to be watchmen on the wall, right? They are after our children. They are after our children. And they're trying to get in between our children, right? What your parents taught you really isn't right. Like, are you sure that that's right? It's to develop that wedge in between the parent and the child. And that's what I'm witnessing. And once you do that, then the child starts to question everything their parent has taught them. They're like, well, wait a minute, mom and dad were wrong on this and this and this and this. And then you have the whole erosion of the family happen. And that's the goal, right? I mean, especially in the educational world. But yes, power of prayer can defeat this. Amen. And it's crazy. And I encourage you to have other people that are with you when you are fighting a battle, that are spiritually discerning and that also have they walk in authority, right? When they pray. I was feeling like, oh my gosh, yesterday was like, dude, because it was like deflating because some people that I thought would see it didn't see it. And then I was like, okay, God. And I called my sister, who is just an incredible prayer warrior. And she just started praying. I mean, she just prayed over me. And literally it was like a night and day switch for me. Like I went from like, I can't get up and I'm exhausted, this is so hard, to let's go. It's time. Let's go. And I, you got to have people like that in your life. It is essential. Even if it's just a small group, right? But it's so important to have that group of individuals that will stand with you in the fight and that can pray over you. Because like I said, this is just as much of a spiritual battle as it is a physical battle. Stay strong in the Lord. Yes. And know who you are in God, right? I mean, you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Everything you put your hands to prospers in Jesus' name. And you begin to speak that over yourself. And I mean, there's power in prayer. There's power in the word. Where the spoken word has so much authority, especially when you give it authority. God did not think this world into action, right? He didn't think it. He spoke it, right? You have to speak it. Use your words, use your voice, and speak what you have not yet even seen. I mean, profess with faith into the atmosphere and call forth what you are believing God for with your words. So what else? Yes, it's a spiritual battle. And I mean, but I come back to like, what a time to be alive, right? Like what a time to be alive. I'm excited. Like, you know, especially because it's like, okay, the battle's at the front door. Now, I mean, and what does God talk about, right? Put on the full armor of God. Why would he say that? Why would he say that if we're not in battle? You don't wear your armor, like there's no, you're not going to see knights walking around or, you know, people that fought wars or, you know, Navy SEALs walking around with their garb on just in the day to day. No, because they're not in battle, but we are in spiritual battle all the time. And we are to be armed at all times, right? And I want to speak to the passive Christians because I'm dealing with that right now. Just let it go. And it's not that big a deal. And just, you know, that's not what Jesus did. Right. And I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a Christian. Right. He is Lord over my life and I'm going to do what Jesus did. Right. And when he saw something taking place in God's house, he didn't say, let's just let it slide. It's not that big a deal. They're just selling a few small things in there. It's no. He went in there into God's temple and he started flipping over tables. Okay. That's what Jesus did. So sometimes it takes a woman or a man that's willing to actually do what Jesus did. What would Jesus do? Sometimes it takes us to walk in and start flipping over the tables and saying, not in this house. Not today, Satan, not here, not in my home, not in the institutions that I have covering over. No. You do that someplace else, not here, right? Not here. So I'm not playing with the weak, lukewarm Christians here. I'm sorry, you're hot or cold. So I'm done. I'm done with it. Like, it's okay, like let's just no. Anyways, so that is where I have been. Quick update from me. I don't know if I'll be able to post as much frequently, especially that I'm also like writing ads and shooting satirical pieces for campaigns. So it's just a lot right now. But I do want you guys to know I care about you. I'm thinking about you and I'm thankful for you. because this group right here, you're called for this time, right? You are on this planet right here, right now for such a time as this. And God has a call on your life, and it is to be a warrior in God's kingdom. Okay. Put on the full armor. Deborah's rise up. Gideon's rise up. It's time. It's time. Do not back down. Do not tuck tail and run. Do not try to put a band-aid on the wound. Clean that thing out and do what God's called you to do. So, all right. That's it for me. God bless you guys. I'll keep you posted. If I have to get more detailed, we'll do that if we need to. Hopefully not. And God bless you guys. Talk soon.